down.
Today it's time to stop singing and start swinging.
Speaking truth to power in times of turmoil. It's Breakdown FM. Radio. With the meaning.
It's all good.
Free all political prisoners. Many of our freedom fighters, our warriors, those who have labored and suffered for us, are locked behind bars as a result of the wicked counterintelligence program of old no good J. Edgar Hoover. 1 million black people locked down as I leave you. 1 million black people locked down in prison. So-called gangsters, who are the real gangsters? Who are the real gangsters? Real gangsters are in the White House. The real gangsters are in the Pentagon. The real gangsters operate out of CIA headquarters. Free all political prisoners.
Yo, this is Adisa Van Jugo, author of Lyrical Swords Volume 2, West Side Rebellion, and I'm chilling with my man, Dave D, on Breakdown FM. We up here trying to save Tookie. You understand? Do not let the Terminator terminate your brother. Do not let him do this. Understand that the state is trying to take away a man, that they can never replace the work he's put in to save young black, Latino, and white oppressed lives everywhere. If you believe in redemption, if you understand who this governor is and what he represents to the people of this state, you will stand up and do all you can to save Tupi today. God bless.
Free all political prisoners. 1 million black people locked down as I leave you. 1 million black people locked down in prison. So-called gangsters. Who are the real gangsters? Real gangsters are in the White House. The real gangsters are in the Pentagon. The real gangsters operate out of CIA headquarters.
And I want to say of the brother that he touched me deeply. I never met him before. I didn't know of his past life. But I learned of him. But the man that I met at San Quentin is as far removed from the man that was Stan Tookie Williams, co-founder of the Crips, as the far planet Pluto, which is 4,600,000,000 miles from the Earth. That is as far away from what he was as what he is.
Yes.
Why should the governor grant you clemency?
Well, I mean, the thing is that first and foremost, I would have to say that I am innocent. I've been saying that from the incipient of my arrest. And secondly, I will say if I'm allowed to live, if Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger grants me a clemency or an indefinite stay, it will also enable me to continue to disseminate my positive message to youth and adults. And last but not least, a clemency would, in a sense, allow me to inevitably prove my innocence. And also, I might say that I won't be just resting on my laurels or anything like that. Just recently, I had the opportunity to meet vis-a-vis, face-to-face with the president and CEO of the NAACP, Bruce Gordon. And what emanated from that particular meeting was a partnership. And what that entails is that we're going to create a violence prevention curriculum for at-risk youth throughout America and abroad. So my life will not just be sitting inertia in a prison cell. I will actually be, as I'm doing now, but on a higher scale. I'll be able to reach not just thousands, but hopefully millions of youth and help to reverse this cycle of madness.
put you on death row was being convicted for 4 murders during 2 robberies back in 1981. However, the fact that you were convicted for those 4 murders seems to fall second to the fact that you were one of the co-founders of the Los Angeles Crips gang. Recently, Vernell Crittenden, one of San Quentin's spokespersons, came out and said that you were still running the Crips gang from behind the prison walls. Have you denounced all of your affiliations with the Crips gang?
I've denounced being involved with the Crips, being involved in senseless violence, being involved in criminal activities, anything that has to do with negativism, I've totally divorced myself from.
A black political movement, i.e. the Black Panthers, i.e. SNCC, is maybe a reason why we have a lot of youth going to gangs.
Well, of course. I agree with you, Jasmine. Matter of fact, when I was coming up, there was a vacuum. There was a total vacuum there. And what happens when you have nothing in place, you have no infrastructure in place to guide a youth down the straight path, what they do is they improvise, and we improvise. Since there wasn't nothing out there for us, we created our own, and that became an alternative to what was missing. And being precocious and ignorant at the same time, you can't help but indulge in things that are self-destructive. And if it's self-destructive, it will eventually explode outside into external realities as it did in society.
1 million black people locked down as I leave you. 1 million black people locked down in prison. So-called gangsters. Who are the real gangsters? Real gangsters are in the White House. The real gangsters are in the Pentagon. The real gangsters operate out of CIA headquarters.
Tookie is not responsible, you know, for the Crips today and what they're doing out here today. What he started, you know, 20-something odd years ago, man, is totally different from what it is today on the streets. His crime, you know, has nothing to do with the conflicts and stuff that existing on the streets today. I mean, they truly don't. And I think that if we say that, then we got to say that every white person is responsible for slavery today.
On behalf of the Mumia Abu-Jamals, the Sada Shakurs, the Sunday Adekolas, the CQ McGee's, the families of Gus Rugley, we stand strong with the demand of free Tookie Williams. Let us be very clear that Tookie Williams' real quote-unquote crime in the eyes of the government is that he is the peacemaker. Fact is, it's a big business banked on black and brown bodies going inside those concentration camps. This system that rewards snitches and stool pigeons and seeks out to murder, to take out freedom fighters and peacemakers. We say the only thing that's gonna keep this brother alive is organized resistance. You get what I'm saying? We don't say vote or die. In fact, we say organize or die. If we don't organize, they'll snatch the life of Tookie Williams. If we don't organize, they'll snatch all our lives.
Yeah! Breakdown FM. Breakdown FM. Breakdown. Your number one source for hip hop and politics. Breakdown FM.
Can't nobody else do what we do.
Snoop, what did Stanley say to you today, and how are you feeling about things?
Oh, he had a great spirit today. He was, you know, upbeat. You know, so he gave me a word that best describes himself and sort of kind of describes me. And the word is sang-froid. That means calm under pressure.
You know, Snoop, now that you got a chance to meet Tookie face-to-face, what's your opinion of him?
I think he's a great man. I think he's a peacemaker. I think he's a strong individual. I think, you know, all of the great things that he's doing with the books and the kids and whatnot is just a reflection of the type of person that he is. You know, he's a changed man. He's a redeemed man. And, you know, I'm definitely inspired by him. You know, I look forward to seeing him weeks and months from now.
If Tookie's granted clemency, what role do you see him playing as we go forward from now?
If he's granted clemency like we expect, I see him as far as being one of the great peacemakers of all time. He's inspiring myself to where me and him are looking forward to writing ourselves a book that's going to be very helpful to the kids, because I reach a younger generation of young gangbangers who are lost and misled. We can give them a lot of advice. So, like I said, we have a lot of big things to do, a lot of things that's going to happen. And he just had such a great spirit today. It's rubbing off on me. He was all smiles and just, you know, he had a great spirit.
Snoop, let me ask you, what do you think Stanley Tookie is meaning to the folks in Los Angeles?
To the folks in Los Angeles, he's like our Martin Luther King, you know, because there's nobody who's actually caring about the people, who's reaching out, doing anything positive and peaceful. And this guy is strong enough to wear his books and his whole mentality and his whole belief. It's strong enough to cause an uprising of positivity and peacefulness out there on the streets. And that's why we stand behind him, we support him, and we push for clemency.
And a big argument has been made that he's more valuable alive, clearly, than he is to be executed, than he is dead. And that he's in a unique position to speak to gang members because of his past.
I mean, you have to understand that one thing about a gang member, it's sort of kind of hard for them to relate to somebody who hasn't walked the walk. And somebody who has walked the walk and went through the wrong side and eventually corrected themselves and redeemed themselves is a great explanation. It's a great example. It's a great teacher. It's a great tool for the young gangbangers out there. And it's definitely doing a great job. We had a couple of rallies, and we had people come out to tell how much his books and his teachings and doctrines have, you know, been effective to their lives and helping them prosper in a positive manner.
Snoop, what's the message you want to send out to everybody today?
Well, my message today is just, you know, governor's just got to do the right thing, man. I mean, I know he's up against the wall right now because we really overpouring with the press and whatnot, but it's the right thing to do. You have so many people standing up for this man because of what he stands for and what he brings, and it's only right, you know, to do the right thing. So that's the message, you know what I'm saying? I came to see him because I love what he does. He inspired me to start my own little football league and to be more in contact with the kids. So I wanted to meet this man face-to-face as opposed to just representing him and supporting him. I wanted to know the person, and once I got a chance to know him, I love him that much more, and I just pushed for his clemency that much more harder.
In the event that anything happens, what do you think would be the reaction, and what do you think people should do if the governor doesn't grant clemency?
We ain't worrying about that. We're going to say that the governor going to do the right thing. We don't look at the opposite side of it. We look at the real side of it, and that's what I got from, you know, meeting with Tookie today, that his spirit and his mind state and his mentality, his sang-froid, as he calls it, calm under pressure. That's what time it is. I've done a few things, you know, to the hotline, you know what I'm saying, to let him know what the support is. But my thing basically is just, you know, the youth, it's the kids. It's not even about me. It's about the kids. It's about what Stanley does with the kids and how he saves their lives and give them hope for tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's not about Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is just a vocal piece to push the people in the right, you know, manner to show them that this is the right direction to go in.
Talk about the record that you all did real soon, and how effective has that been in terms of getting airplay, and have people been supporting the project?
Well, the song Real Soon was made before all of this, you know, came about. It just so happened that it was all within the same style and the same, you know, reference or whatnot. And it's not really about, you know, a sale of a record. It's about the awareness of what this man has done that's great and how he needs to stay alive.
What message does it send to the kids that a person who is convicted by the court is granted clemency after the punishment is given?
I mean, this is America, you know. You should be given forgiveness for redeeming yourself. You know, we're not asking to let him out. We're not asking anything that's out of the relevant. We're just asking to let him stay alive because his voice means so much and it matters so much, not just to my community, but your community as well. To everybody's a community, because it's like mathematics. It's around the whole world. Every answer is the same, you know what I'm saying? So what he can do in my hood, he can do in your hood. It's just better to keep him alive.
Snoop, one more question. The Peace Summit that you did early this year, talk about that and the relationship it has with the stance that you're taking for Tookie. A lot of people don't know about the Peace Summit.
Yeah, what I did was put together a Peace Summit with all of the West Coast rappers so we can get us some peace and harmony out there, because there was a lot of hate and negativity. And once we came together, we started making records together and doing things and being a part of each other's life. Now, that's so, you know, relevant to what Stanley, you know, Tookie Williams is preaching, because he's also about the peace. And that's what we talked about behind the wall today, was about, you know, the efforts that I have been doing to make sure that the peace protocol is in effect. And just pushing the positivity, and me and him, it was only right for us to connect. I appreciate y'all for being here, supporting us, and giving us all of this media time. Governor Schwarzenegger, do the right thing. I'm gone.
Okay.
Special dedication from the DPGC to all the homies locked down.
hope that we could be together soon on some real talk. We used to do it big out here, my nigga. She see how we doing it out here now, girl. Check it out.
It's been 18 years since I seen you on the street. You're up for parole, heard the word this week. My cousin Flip coming home, damn, it's been so long. Keep your eyes on the prize, homie, keep your hair strong. Sending your packages, kites, keep you straight. Keeping this commissary fat till the date. So we can chop it up, so we can spread the ice. Enticing OGs for surely, you know I like it. This is a DPG dedication. It's for my homies on parole or probation. And you can catch a case, homie, on vacation. It's for the radio, so y'all just bang.
To my young homeboy who ain't never getting out, here's a record for your homie, cause I know you got clout. One love, east side, that's how we do ride. DPGC, we do or die. Oh yes, we fresh to death. Nonetheless, when you was out, we was rocking, yes. But guess what, now we rocking Snoop Dogg clothing. And every in the click straight rolling.
Hope that we can be. Hope that we can be together real soon, real soon.
Just a little bit of game ain't a damn thing. Let the heater ring, bang, dog pound gang swang. Ride with me, let me show you how to DP do. GC that, your dad's corrupt Nate Snoop. The homies might flash, kick back, send about five of them pass. All I wanna do is DPG and keep it like that and hit donuts in the streets. Riding by, getting high, do that 1-2 stab, make the whole spot stop, then hit the vault next. Me and Dad riding side by side, Nate and Snoop riding one in front, one behind. To my young homeboy who ain't never getting out, here's a record for your homie, cause I know you got clout. One love, east side, that's how we do ride. DPGC, we do or die. Oh yes, we fresh to death. Nonetheless, when you was out, we was rocking, yes. But guess what, now we rocking Snoop Dogg clothing. And every in the click straight rolling.
Hope that we can be together real soon. I hope that we can be together real soon, real soon.
Out up on the streets trying to come on up. Got caught slipping and got caught the hell up. Just trying to make some money, get my ride. Cheddar for my baby, then live right. Got me a room and a couple of raised on the streets, yeah, the school of hard knocks. Better pay me, ready or not. Finding dead bodies all on your block. Gotta get paid and that's on the real. Broke, wanna smoke, then you know how I feel. I miss the real gangsters and that's on the real. Got locked up while chasing the screw.
To my young homeboy who ain't never getting out, here's a record for your homie cause I know you got clout. One love, east side, that's how we do ride. DPGC, we do or die. Oh yes, we fresh to death. Nonetheless, when you was out, we was rocking, yes. But guess what, now we rocking Snoop Dogg clothing. And every in the click straight rolling.
Jamie Foxx.
Trying to come up.
But you got called up.
This is J5. So keep your head up. Cause the system is designed to fail. But Tookie said that he could tell. Things is gonna change. Homie
Yo, this is Jamie Foxx giving a shout out to Stanley Tookie Williams. We got love for you, baby. Snoop, you're big for this, man. Let's make it work. Stay up for all my cats in the struggle, man.
Hey, real soon, oh, real soon, real.